Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Mimarasi Shiyichyu. The schus for David Avram, Ben Maris, and Miriam Bachol, and Novim Elav. And Nachagida Basur Chaim Sivachol, and Novim Elav. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Arachaim, Reish Lamed Gimel writes, Ludidam Dino Seil Shanogel Nespal Arvitz Pagam Mincha, and Lulispal Mincha. אחר כך, ובדיעבד, או בשעה סתחק, יוצא מספר מנחה עד הלילה לתנת סייץ כרחוב. He says, in our countries, where the minhag is to dab mayra from plag, shouldn't dab mincha after plag. Dab mincha to plag a mincha, an hour and a quarter. For shkia, and then from then on, you can dab mayra. בדיעבד, בשעה סתחק, you can dab mincha till tseis. Till tseis a kochov. Frek the Magen Avram, from the Gemara and Zvachim, Dab Nenvavam and Aleph, Rizak Barav Dimi, Minayin Lo Dam, Shenifsol B'Shkiya Sachameh. How do we know that the blood is passed for Zrika Shkiya? Shenemar B'Yoyim Hikrivo Yis Zivcho Yochel B'Yoyim B'Yochel B'Yom She'ata Zoyvech Ata Makriv B'Yom She'a Zoyvech Ata Makriv. So we learn from a Pasuk of B'Yom Hikrivo, the day you're Zoyvech, you're Makriv. If not, you're not. In other words, you have until Shkiya Sachameh to do the Zrikas Hadam. Now in Barachas, we learn that Tfilas HaMincha is until the night. Rabbi Yehuda says till Plag. Why at Erev? Says the Gemara, because of the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim, the Tanakhama holds that it was Karev until Erev, and Rabbi Yehuda says it was till Plag. The Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim. But Zoi, how is it possible to be Machshir, Mincha, B'dievet Shasat Chak, till Tseis, when the Talmud was only Karev until Shkia, afterwards there was the dam was passed. Taka the Rabbeinu Yona writes the Korcha Islan Lameimar Da the Erev Omer B'Kan Einu Ritzon Lomer Lach Shkia Sacham. He says that it must be Shkia. Says Rabbeinu Yona, because that's when otherwise the dam is Nifsal. Can't be after the dam is Nifsal. So Memela, the Daf Zogin, that it's talking about until Shkia and not out of Erev. But that's Rabbi Yoina. However, we still have to tzichim l'tmodedi marama. Arama kotev she'efshar ad atzei sakoy chovim. How's that possible? Now in this memra of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi in Zvachim 56a, Frak Rashi and Tosfos, all the avodas are possible laila. From the pasuk of Yom Tzavoisa, our pasuk of Yom Hikriva. We also have the pasuk of Yom Tzavoisa, Yom Shtamakir, Yom Tamakir, Velo Velaila. So what do you need to come on to the pasuk of Yom Hikriva when you have already have the pasuk of Yom Tzavoisa? All avodas are possible, not only the dam. We have a special pasuk about the dam, but all avodas are possible, it's Yom Tzavoisa. Rashi answers, the nafkamina is to be machshir the next day. If it was the dam, if it was alt psul lina, ain lina moelis broshel mizbeach. In other words, if you put the dam on the mizbeach, there's no lina, it's not passled. So if it was just alt b'yom tzavoso, so you could use the blood the next day. But since we have the pasuk of yom hakrivoy, The Rosh Hashanah's Be'ach doesn't help the Be'ach, and it's already puzzled because the day you're Makar of the carbons, they have to bring the dam. So that's why Rashi says you need it. That it wouldn't help to put if you put the blood in the Mizbeach. So you solve the Biyom Tzavosa problem, you didn't solve the Yom Mikriva problem. Biyom Shed Zoveach Ata Makriv. Those is Rashi. Tosis is Tameya. Because then it comes out that according to the Mandomer that Lina is Moyelis Rosh Hashanah's Be'ach, that even if you put the blood in the Rosh Hashanah's Be'ach, there's still going to be Lina. And again, you don't need the psul of Dam B'Shkiya Sachama, because we're already passing it out Biyom Tzavoisa. Biyom Tamakri Velo Balaila, and it's going to be Lina the next day. So Mamela, it's possible without the Biyom Hikriva. And Taka the Rambam, Maise Korbanos 4:1 brings the two psulim, brings Avodas Laila from the Pasuk of Biyom Tzavoisa. And the psul of dam b'shkiyas hachamer, the pasuk yom akriva. And yet, the selfsame Rambam in Psulim Mukdashim 3:11 paskins that Lina's Moel is Barosh Hashem's Bech. The Rambam paskins that Lina is still going to be lenient if you put it on Rosh Hashem's Bech. So, what does he need? You don't need to. Once you say there's Lina, even if it's on Rosh Hashem's Bech, then you don't need the Psul anymore of Dam B'Shkiya Sachama. You already know. Biyom Tzavosel, that you have to bring it by day. And if you didn't bring it by day, so then Mamela it's going to be Pasul the next day because of Lina. It's already Pasul at Shkia because of Biyom Tzavosel. You don't need Biyom Akriva. So that's the Kasha. What do you need the Psul of Dam B'Shkiya Sachama if you already have a Pasul to tell you? Biyom tzavosa shebiyom ata zovech. That biyom tzavosa, that biyom ata makra velo belayla. That's the kasha. Taisus is mitaretz. The Gemara says, minayin ledam shenifsal b'shkiyas hachama. Minayin ledam shenifsal b'shkiyas hachana kavanasa. What the Gemara is trying to say is, how is it possible that dam is nifsal b'tchilas shkiyas hachana? It's still yom gomer, like it says in the Gemara in Pesachim. Sadi dalad amar aleph. Shemishkiyas hachana v'atzei sakul chovim shushir mahalach arba mil nechshav adayin yom. It's still going to be day for four mil. That's 72 minutes. So how can dam be possible to shkiyas hachama when it's still day? And therefore you can't possible it all to biyom tzavoso, because that only possible zrika balayla. This is not layla yet, shkiyah. B'tshuvat ha-gemarayi, שדרשו זאת מייתור הלשון ביום הקריבו, וישנו נצרך לגוף עולם את שנו זק בלילה. What is it telling you, ביום הקריבו? Not that it's not בלילה, you already have from יום צבוסה. So what's ביום הקריבו telling you? שקיע. The dam is already nifsal, the first שקיע. Because there are two שקיעס. Is the סוף שקיע? Just like 50, 56, 58 minutes later, after what we call Shkia. And then there's Tchila Shkia. So here we're passing it even with Tchila Shkia. That's what the Biyom Hikribo is telling you. Even though it's still Yom L'chol Dinei Torah, nevertheless, it's Zeres HaKasav to pass the Dam. And that's a psul mechudish in dam. They were learned yemenu nilai liyom tzavos anafkeo tenei lein tchilu shkiyas hacham. So biyom ekrivo can't be telling you a psul laila because you already get that from biyom tzavosa. Memela, you get it from biyom ekrivo, you learn tchilu shkiyas hacham. The shakzarye and simen yudzayin frekt on this rabbeinu tam from the gemara in Horius. Moshal the Sunchus Lamada Vidim Lodim Shavi Kaparos of Benish Masha Suffolk Mod Yom is Kapalai. Suffolk Mishach Hashechan is Kapalai. Shame Mivin Hashim Talui. So the Gemara tells us that if somebody brings his Kapora, Benish Mashas, it's a Suffolk of Wuz Miskapa. This only works out if the psul of biyom tzavoso, if the psul is from biyom tzavoso. Like Rashi says the psul is from biyom tzavoso. Rashi says that Beyom Tzavos was a Psul Laila. And Bein HaShemosh is a Suffolk Laila. And the Gemara here has a Suffolk. If you bring the carbon Bein HaShemosh, is it Mechaper or not? Because it's Bein HaShemosh, it's Suffolk Laila. In other words, you have a Psul of Beyom Tzavos, which passes Laila. And you bring the carbon, Suffolk Laila, the Gemara says, is it Suffolk if you're Mechaper or not? So, Frakta Shagasariyeh, how does this work with Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that the dam is nifsal kfar metchilas hashkiyeh. So, there's no suffix. It's a psul in the carbon. It was already nifsal betchilas hashkiyeh. According to Tosfos, already betchilas hashkiyeh, the second shkiyeh comes, is a psul. And if that's so, then how can there be a suffix if there's a kapara? When you do Zrigas Adam Bein HaShemashos, there's already a psul at Tchilas Shkiyah. So that's our difficulty over here. We want to know how Tosis is going to deal with this problem. If you hold that it's a Vaday psul at Tchilas Shkiyah, then has the Gemara say that it might be Mechaper Bein HaShemashos? So Agoin Agodol of Boch Mordechai Ezrachi says as follows. That's clear. Shela'achar tchilas hashkia ein olo laila velo tarich hamochos. After shkia, it's not yet night, and it's not yet the next calendar date, because there's no psul of biyom tzavosa. And similarly, l'chol dinei Torah, tchilas hashkia is not a new date. It's not a new calendar date, and therefore we have to explain. What's the gedder of the psul of Shkiyas Hachama B'dam? Because even if we say that it's Gzeres HaKosuv, but the Gzeres HaKosuv was only said on the fact that the Hakrova is not B'yayim Shatazaveach. So we have to understand, why isn't Hakrova L'achar HaShkiyah B'yayim Shatazaveach? Ma ketuv po Bagmara? Ketuv Bagmara, Biyom shtazoveach ata makriv, biyom shiyat hazoveach yata makriv. Why is after shkia not biyom shtazoveach? L'chayra, nothing changed. Lo b'mchinas yom v'layla. It's still day. Not yet. They're not three stars, and it's not a new calendar date. So it's muchach u'mavur mizeh she'omnam l'fnei hashkia. Before Shkia, in other words, the beginning of Shkia, the first Shkia, and after the begin, after Shkia, it's not the same day. When the sun begins to set, the day no longer has its memshala, if we say it's day. Because it says in the Torah, Samor Gadol Mishal Sam Samor Gadol Mishal Savaila. And once the sun begins to set, it loses its memshala, it loses its power. Hameluha, Hamemshala, Hamemshala, Hayolamim. Hope I got that right. Also, Hanoiva, Netzach, Hayolamim. So it loses its memshala when the sun sets. And therefore, after Tchilas Hashkia is not included in the previous day. Nevertheless, it doesn't change the date. And it doesn't change the fact that it's daytime, L'chol HaTorah. But it is enough of a distinction as far as the Gzeres HaKosev goes to say, B'yayim she'yet ha-zeveach, yet ha-makrif. It's not considered the same day because it's not the same Memshala. So L'chol Dinei Torah, it's still considered day, but here you have a special Gzeres HaKosev. So the fact that it's not b'memshalto is enough to say that it's not considered b'yom shtazoveach. And if you're going to say that that's what was said v'lemshol b'yom uv'layla, we'll havdil b'en ha'or b'en ha'choshech. She'avdala b'en ha'or l'b'en choshech, e'na b'echrech havdala b'en yom l'b'en layla. שכן גם עדיין אינו לילה ואור המחשיך, משום שהשמש מתחילה לשקוע. In other words, maybe, if you want, you can say, possibly, that that's what it means when it says in the Torah, v'lemshol b'yom u'v'layla, to rule by day and by night, and to separate between the light and the darkness. That the separation between light and darkness is not necessarily separation between day and night. Because even if it's not yet night, but the light is getting darker, because the sun is beginning to set. So therefore we have limshol b'yom, is a mimshala b'yom, and b'layla, and the separation between the or and the choshech. But it's two different separations. Because you're right, it's still daytime after Shkia, but it's not the same or. And mamela, as far as this Xeris HaKasiv is concerned, b'yom shtei ezover, that is enough. The fact that it's the yom has not been mimshalto anymore, it's enough to consider it that it's not the same day. There's a chiddush in the Tshuvos of the Radbaz, Elif Tov Mem Beis, who asks on the Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in the ninth halacha. It says over there, Ra'u Beis Din, Atzman, B'Soif Yom Tisha V'Eslim, Im Adayin Lo Yotza Koich Ob Leil Shloshim Beis Din Omer V'Kudush, Shadayin Yoimu, Im Rob Leil Shloshim, Asher Shnei Kochobim, למחר משים שני דיין ומתל לחם ויידו השניים בפני השלושה ויקדשו השלושה. זאת לרמב״ם, the basin sees it at the end, they see the new moon at the end of the 29th day. There's still no stars for the 30th. Basin says, מקודש מקודש. It's still considered day. And still consider day, they can sanctify the new month now. And if they saw it on the night of the 30th, if they saw the new moon on the night of the 30th, after two stars came out, the next day, they bring two judges in front of the third person, and the Makadish, the three people are Makadish. When? On the day of the 30th. So if they see it on day 29, they can be Makadish on this day, and then the 30th day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. They can do it if a star hasn't yet come out for the night of the 30th. And if they saw it on the night of the 30th after two stars, then they have to bring two other judges together with one of them. And then two of them who saw the moon are made in the Makadish, the three are Makadish. Lachori, this is difficult because the Rambam paskins Shabbos 4:5-4. Mishishcha lacham ashiv shloshu ben chom benim kuzman nukor ben shmas mikol makom chom makom ben safik mina dusaf mina tarsaf mina asuf mina asuf mina laila. Danu bol hachem chom makom fichaim ladikim bol chule chom elu l'dom nir biyom l'tam shenu nir laila benim shemish l'chom elu benim reza laila bade. The Rambam here says you have three stars. Three stars from Shkia Sacham until three stars is Bein HaShemashes. And that's Safik. Average size stars. So how could it be that in Kiddush HaChodesh the Rambam writes that after two stars it's considered Rov HaLaila? No, it's not even three stars. Somebody wise to write in the Rashi, they said in Kiddush if only one star came out. Then he says he only after two stars they should be Makadish the next day. If one star hasn't come out, it says,
Yamadan lo yatsen kochav. If one star hadn't come out on the night of the 30th, they could have already seen Makudish. Why is that? And then right away he says you need two stars in order for it to be night. To share with Makadish is one star. First he says one star you can't be Makadish anymore. Only before the star. And then afterwards he says you need two stars in order for it to be considered night. So you have a seer between the Amam Shabbos and Kiddush Chodesh. Kiddush Chodesh, he says, two stars is night. Mela, if you see them after two stars, you have to wait till the next day to do the Kiddush. And Shabbos, the Rambam says three stars. And also, why does the Rambam say in the Kiddush, and also why does the Rambam say in Kiddush HaChodesh that after two stars, it's already considered night? We have Rosh Hashanah three stars. That's the Kasha. Kashas. Rabbi Baz also asks, why did the Rambam emphasize in Kiddush HaChodesh that they're average size stars to Chol HaMinein, like the Rambam does in Rosh Hashanah? So in this, Rabbi Baz answers, Mishumach Nirul Yachol Chol Chol Chayri, Fil Gadol, any type of star, big ones. We didn't share Yom Vavur, Mishim Tuxid, Chol Yisom Chol 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 Chayakot. Ma'am Shriyam Kiddush HaChodesh Piyam Hukach. Im Nirukach Rechach Rechach Pita Dayan Yolayel Im Kamok Mok Yom Vavur. He says that it has to be Yom clearly day. If it's one star, it's not clearly day anymore. And therefore, you're not Makadish to Chachil if it was one star. If they were Makadish, it's Makudish. And if there are two stars, it's Vade Laila. Therefore, if they're Makadish, it's not Makudish. According to the Abbas, there's two dinim. There's a din yom and a din yom avur. That after one star comes out, even if it's big, it might still be yom, but it's not yom avur. So in a chinami, if the Makadish with one star is Makudish, but it's not Yom Kippur, so you shouldn't do it. Because the din of Yom Kippur, that's no stars. So that has to be a Yom Kippur. And even if it's not a Yom Kippur, it's still Yom before two stars, you can still do Makadish. The Evid works. So just like with our passes in Yom and Yom Kippur, the same thing is that according to the Middle Time, Torah was Gozel Hadu Ben Yoim. Torah was made Zera to separate between day with the sun at its fullest and day with the sun that's starting to set. Because even in the Hagdara Mevuah and the Shira Mevuah, they're daily. Shalina Chetisha Mevuah, now our Shira Shay Tiz Kochbecha, it's no longer a word, there's one star. As far as the Hebdel and Shinri and Kodim al-Hakach, there we say Shiur Shal Tchilas HaShkia. Tchilas HaShkia separates between before and after Shkia, before and after Shkia. It's no longer Yom Yat HaZavach. So what's the Yom Mavur that's the Yom that's Mavur that allows you to be still in Kaddish to Chodesh? No stars. One star is not Mavur anymore. And what about the difference between before and after Shia? The difference is that before Shia is considered the Yom Shazavach and after Shia is not. Because Tchila Shia is no longer Yom Shazaveach. Just like only before one star is Yom Kippur, but after one star is no longer Yom Kippur. we're still in the middle. We haven't been Yashi this year in the Rambam. But we will move to Shem, but we know you continue. And we're going to sing the flowers and covers to Shem. Please stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom.